relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600. This is America First with Sebastian Gorka. I'm very proud and excited to introduce our guest host for today, Grant Stinchfield.
Well, talk about being proud and excited. I'm proud and excited to be here. As Sebastian said, I'm Grant Stinchfield. It is a pleasure to be along with you. One of the things that I'm not proud of is what's happening in liberal cities across America. You know, I started with the NRA, helping them launch NRA TV. I don't know, I guess it was 4 years ago now. That organization has been shuttered with all the NRA's problems, but I still am a huge fan of the NRA and love that organization like my family. But one of the things we tackled starting 4 years ago was calling out the liberal lunacy in these left-wing cities for coddling criminals. They go after law-abiding gun owners, but anybody with a gun that was committing felonies with them, they were letting them skate. It made no sense. And then if you look at Baltimore and Washington, D.C. and Chicago and Detroit and St. Louis, the common theme unfolded, and I know you've heard it all before, that all of these cities are run by liberals. Seattle, Portland, Minneapolis. Where are we seeing the worst crime, the worst chaos, with no ramifications whatsoever for any of it? Then I'm watching Chicago. And I look at the Gold Coast, the Million Dollar Mile, whatever they call it up there, and the looters are going hog wild, smashing into Coach, Louis Vuitton, you name it, doing whatever they want to do. Because they think now that they own the streets. They've been emboldened by the lack of consequences. But then the Chicago police chief said something that I have not heard a police chief in a liberal city say in years. And this is Chief David Brown. Now, Chief David Brown, you may remember, was the police chief in Dallas. And Dallas is a city that I've lived in for 20 years now. It is, I believe, right next to New York City Police Department when it comes to the finest police department in the nation. They don't take any crap from anybody. They're not going to allow rioting. And the Dallas Police Department does things right. And by and large, has a pretty good relationship with the community. David Brown had taken over. By no means is he some kind of a conservative police chief. He's not. He's a liberal who worked for liberal mayors, but he still knew what law enforcement was about. It's about going out, capturing criminals, keeping people safe, and doing it in a way that's fair to everybody. But yet he still believed in capturing criminals. That's a dying breed, folks. Liberals don't want you capturing criminals anymore. They want them roaming the streets. For some reason, they think it's offensive to the community if you go after criminals and you put them in jail. But then David Brown said this after the looting in the streets of Chicago, where all these stores are broken into, he explained why it was happening. And I want you to listen very carefully to what he has to say, because what happens after this tells the whole story. Listen.
I made this point in my comments. These looters act as if there are no consequences to their behavior. And they based that on what happened previously, that we made a lot of arrests during May and June. And not many of those cases were prosecuted to the fullest extent. And I think that's my point and the mayor's point. We have to have consequences for the arrest that Chicago police officers make through great threat to their own safety. They're being shot at to make these arrests. And these looters, these thieves, these criminals are emboldened by no consequences in the criminal system.
You guys know all that. I know all that. I'm shocked to hear a police chief in Chicago say that. You know how bad it is in Chicago right now? There's a website called Hey Jackass. I'm going to pull it up right now. Literally, that's the website, Hey Jackass. And you know what it does? It correlates all of the shootings, killings by day, literally, in Chicago. Shot and killed in Chicago, August to date, 20 people have been shot and killed in Chicago. 126 people have been shot and wounded in Chicago just the month of August. We're not even halfway through. Okay? This week alone, 4 people have been shot and killed, 35 shot and wounded in Chicago. The lawlessness there is out of control. But Chief Brown does what no police chief in Chicago had ever done before. He put the blame on the prosecutors and the liberal judges for the revolving door of the criminals that are all committing the crimes. It's the same criminals, by the way. This is the dirty little secret in law enforcement. It's the same criminals committing the crimes over and over again. So what happens? Well, the reporter wants to clarify the chief's comments, because even the liberal reporters in Chicago can't understand a police chief coming out and blaming leadership in Chicago, the district attorney's office, the judges, for no consequences. Here's the reporter. And then wait for what the mayor says. I'm not playing. I got a problem with my reporter to it. Let me see this. Oh, boy, that stinks. That's operator. This is what happens when you edit your own things. All right, so the reporter basically clarifies what David Brown had said, okay? And that's when Mayor Lori Lightfoot jumps in and says, "How dare you?"
Let's be clear. I mean, don't bait us, okay? This is, no. Do not bait us. Do not bait us. This is a serious situation. People are concerned about their safety. Officers are concerned about their safety. So don't bait us.
Bait you? What the reporter had said is, can you clarify? What you're saying is there's no consequences and the criminals are going out and committing crimes because they don't think they're going to be caught. They don't think they're going to be prosecuted. Yes, the chief says. That's exactly what I'm saying. And Lori Lightfoot, the mayor of Chicago, has this response.
Let's be clear. I mean, don't bait us, okay? This is, no. Do not bait us. Do not bait us. This is a...
Bait you? What are you talking about? He's not baiting anybody. He's asking you a question. The fact that she got so mad, her anger really wasn't directed at the reporter for asking the question. I promise you, Mayor Lori Lightfoot was steaming mad over Chief Brown's comments that we've been coddling the criminals for too long. We've been letting them go through a revolving door. And this is all part, by the way, of a master scheme by the Democratic Party, led by none other than George Soros. You've got a lot of reports out there that George Soros is funding super PACs that are funding DA races where they can institute and put in place liberal district attorneys with these coddle the criminal policies. Kim Fox is one of them. And these are widely circulated reports. Kim Fox is the district attorney in Chicago. When she took over 3 years ago, do you know what happened? Prosecutions dropped by 30%. 30%. Now, already in Chicago, they were not prosecuting criminals. And did you hear what David Brown said after all the rioting was going on and the weeks prior leading up to this week and the looting downtown? We were arresting people, but they were being set free and not prosecuted. Now, what in the world do you think that says to a criminal? What do you think it says to them? It says, go ahead, do whatever you want. 833-334-6752, 833-33-GORKA is the number to weigh in on all of this. And the reason this topic is so important is because I believe it's a coordinated effort from one city to the next to have this chaos ensue. And then what do they want? Defund the police? Defund the police. The communities that need the cops the most, like Chicago, we saw it the other night, wants to defund cops. Seattle. And we'll talk about this after the break. But Seattle, the chief, I'll say she's being forced to step down. She resigned, a black police chief, resigned because they're cutting her budget. Minneapolis, they want to cut the budget. When we were talking about President Trump's chances of winning, just during the break, the crew and I were all talking about, hey, what's the chance of Minneapolis being in play for President Trump? It's close as it gets right now. The chances are great for President Trump because in Minneapolis, the biggest city in that state, in Minnesota, what's happening? The criminals have once again taken over the streets. And you got left-wing lunatics in City Hall that are saying, well, let's defund the police. Let's take cops out of school. What's going to happen the first time there is a school shooting and the liberals said, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry, we took cops out of school? They're like chickens with their heads cut off. I don't even think they understand the ramifications of their actions. I really don't. But this is what you get with liberal leadership. So now I want to turn to Seattle when we come back. And you think the liberal lunacy has been flipped on its head? Wait till you hear the ramifications of cutting the budget of the police department there in Seattle. We'll talk about that when America First continues here on Salem Radio. I'm Grant Stinchfield, in for Salem.
And talk radio is still really popular, even in the internet age. What you are about to hear them say is mind-boggling.
Here's looking at you, Snowflake. America First.
I love that we bump in with that. Talk about media malpractice. Media malpractice is a segment I do on my Newsmax show. And hey, if you haven't heard, we're going prime time on Newsmax. I'm Grant Stinchfield, by the way, in for Sebastian Gorka. Tuesday night. This coming Tuesday, we start 8 o'clock Eastern Time, Newsmax TV. It's just about every cable satellite provider out there. And, of course, you can just stream it on NewsmaxTV.com. I urge you to check us out. We talk about topics like we're talking about now, what's going on in Chicago, what's going on in Seattle, this coddle the criminal mentality, this inability to get tough on crime, this watch them loot and steal. Let good Americans feel in danger while the thugs, thieves, and gangbangers are emboldened by the actions of leaders. It makes no sense to me, folks. No sense at all. 833-334-6752. 833-33-GORKA is the number to weigh in on this. So now you have the mayor of Seattle pushing the city council to cut back the police department's budget there. Police Chief Carmen Best has been there for years and years. She's got like a $285,000 salary. They want to cut her salary $10,000. They cut all the command staff salary by a certain portion. And then they want to cut 1,400 officers. Now, can you imagine this? Cutting 1,400 officers from the Seattle Police Department? How do you think that that's going to be a good idea? The bottom line is, it is not going to be a good idea. And they plan on doing this through layoffs, 100 officers, not 1,400 officers. The force is 1,400. They want to lay off 100 officers. So, a little less than 10%. Now, the craziest part is, they've now forced a black police chief. Supposedly, the whole conversation is about how blacks don't have a say in law enforcement. The police chief is black in Seattle. You've now forced her to resign. And guess who most of these young officers that they're going to force out are? Most of them are minorities. Now, just 5 years ago, there was a push by liberal cities. We've got to hire minority officers. We've got to have more officers of color going into communities of color so they can relate to the communities they're serving. Let's hire all these minorities. Now that all changes because of a bunch of radical anarchists decide that the police are bad. And you know who agrees with them? The criminals, of course. So now they decide we've got to cut the police, cut the budget, and fire what? All the black officers? Do you see how backwards this is? This is the very party that wants to run your country. This is the party of Joe Biden and Senator Harris. Folks, it is scary what is going on. Whether you talk about Chicago or Seattle or Detroit or St. Louis, it's all the same. All right, let's go out to line one. Leonardo in New Jersey, thanks for calling in.
Great job, Grant. I know there was another talk show host that named his son Wyatt, too. That was the great Don Imus. I hope you have a fraction of his success.
Well, I appreciate that. He certainly had a lot of success. As a guy who grew up in New York, I remember listening to Imus all the time, too.
Yeah, about Chirac there. It's unbelievable. Lightfoot, all of these people. I mean, you know, our president said it the best. A lot of them, the anarchists on the street, they're snowflake emotionalized pawns, useful idiots. But behind the scenes, you hit the nail on the head. There is a globalist. It's not just Soros. Let's not let Tom Steyer off the hook. He's been dumping millions into the BLM organization. It's basically, my Jewish friends will call it a Mishigas Marxist. They're creating chaos, and they don't want to defund their own security details, right? They just want to defund the police to protect the citizenry so that there's chaos, and then an authoritarian regime will walk in. They had that also, Soros, lady prosecutor who was who's prosecuting the husband and wife that just stood on their lawn with the AR trying to defend their home, right?
Yeah. That's the McCloskeys in St. Louis. I'm glad you mentioned them. You know, I had been bringing them onto my Newsmax show. We had them on 3 weeks in a row because I did not want anyone to forget about them. That was clearly another example of going after law-abiding citizens exercising their rights and letting the criminals literally skate, the McCloskeys were. And so you raise a great point, and that is another Soros-funded district attorney. You know, these district attorneys, Leonardo, can fundamentally change the justice system city by city by city, and it has a horrible negative effect on the safety and security of Americans. People have to wake up to this stuff. Continue.
Guns, gas, and God. That's what the Marxists are against, like our president said. The fracking, especially my friends in Pennsylvania, they're just waiting for the presidential election, making their own Trump hats, their own signs. There's going to be a tsunami wave bringing him into the White House, and hopefully a mandate that brings in a majority in the House and solidifies the Senate so we could actually get something done in the next 4 years, like drain the swamp. Personally, I think Washington, D.C., and I've said this to Sebastian many times, that Washington, D.C. should be drained and paved into a patriotic theme park like the National Garden that the president talks about, where they could have all of these. They're not just statues and monuments, they're memorials. The memorials is the memory of our Americanism, of our American history. And then by separating, you know, the dinner club that meets in Washington, D.C. and laughs at the rest of Americans because we don't get the joke, because we're deplorables, right, because I happen to work for a living from an immigrant background. Those people need to be sent different places. I support Donald Trump's Green New Deal to buy Greenland, right? And that's where they should send some of these people with their federal jobs. Vindman should be a janitor in some North Dakota facility.
Leonardo, here's the deal. You just ran down what could be an entire three-hour radio program. You brought up so many topics that are certainly so important, and I appreciate you. I appreciate you doing it, and I appreciate the phone call too. What I want to say about what you're talking about is clearly the deep state, and we talk about draining the swamp and ridding the swamp, and President Trump talks about that. Do you know how hard it is to do? In fact, I've now come to the conclusion that it may be impossible to completely drain the swamp. They are so dug in.
these alligators are in Washington. And they are so dug in that you will find them even in President Trump's administration. I think the biggest threat to the Trump presidency is an inability to be able to trust everyone he is surrounded with. There are infiltrators even inside his own administration. Can you imagine how alone the president must feel to not know who you can trust in your own administration? But with that, he's still doing a great job. And the joke is on us, folks. I've said a long time, just like Leonardo, that there are Pelosi and Schumer, and I believe she's up there with Mitch McConnell, and back in the Paul Ryan days, they're all toasting their scotches in the bottom of that basement, and they're laughing at us because they're getting rich on our backs. All right, 833-33-GORKA. I'm Grant Stinchfield. Stick with me as America First continues here on Salem Radio.
The Trump campaign has a special offer just for you. President Trump really wants you to have a signed 2020 Make America Great Again hat. He wants to make sure the lucky winner is one of his top supporters. Be sure to enter soon because this is an opportunity you don't want to miss. This offer is only going to a very select group of supporters, and you're one of them. All you have to do is text GORKA to 88022 today for your chance to win a signed 2020 Make America Great Again hat and own a piece of history. Yes, signed by the president. Again, that's GORKA to 88022 to enter to win this contest and join President Trump in the fight to keep America great for four more years. This was paid for by Donald J. Trump for President, Inc. Families hanging white flags outside their doors as an indication they've run out of food. For families in Guatemala and the other countries food for the poor serves, COVID-19 is more than just a medical crisis. Because access to food has been cut off by the restrictions of the pandemic, even families accustomed to working hard to take care of their children today hear their children beg them for something to eat. Informal markets are shut down. Curfews are in place. Crops can't be planted, and parents can't even earn the couple of dollars a day they relied on to provide for their children. Today, I'm partnering with Food for the Poor and you to get emergency food relief into the hands of the most vulnerable, the children. Your one-time gift of $111 provides three children emergency food relief for the next 6 months. A one-time gift of $185 feeds five children for 6 months. Make your most generous gift today by calling 855-330-4673. That's 855-330-HOPE. Or you can give online at sebgorka.com. That's SEBGORKA.com by clicking the red emergency food relief banner. Make a difference for a child at sebgorka.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Let's get back to the show with Grant Stinchfield.
Well, it is a pleasure to be here. You know, where it is not a pleasure to be is in a city like Chicago or Seattle or St. Louis. These are cities that are under siege, not just by the anarchists that have taken the streets, but it's under siege by liberal leadership that is ruining the American way of life as we know it. I was having a conversation with a coworker of mine over at Newsmax earlier today, Tom Basile, who's starting a new show on Newsmax on Saturdays. I used to work in the Bush administration, and I was telling him what I want people to remember is that even when we see Chicago being destroyed from the inside out with liberal leaders letting these anarchists do whatever they want to do, when we see our gun rights in St. Louis under assault and the McCloskeys being charged with felonies for stopping people who've broken down a gate to get into this private property enclave and they defend their homes with their firearms, when we see this kind of behavior from liberal leadership in cities, I still tell you, America is the greatest nation in the world. You tell me where else you would want to move to. You know, so many of you say, well, if Joe Biden wins, I'm out of here. Really? Well, where are you going to go? Because this is still the greatest nation in the world. And I tell you this because it's worth fighting for. It's worth standing up for. This country is like none other. And I am so grateful for the opportunity it's provided me. And I want to make sure that everybody else has that opportunity. The Democrats want to do just the opposite. And when they enable these chaos creators in Seattle and Minneapolis and Portland to do what they do, they're putting the kibosh on freedom. When you can't move throughout a city freely, when you're in fear for your life, your freedom's gone. But that's exactly what they want. I believe this is one giant experiment that they are trying to push us to see how far they can take freedom before we all stand up and we say enough is enough. And I mean really stand up. Now, I've always said the best way you fight these lies are with the truth. The best way you fight tyranny is with the Constitution. And in the end, we can't be beat. And I have great hope for the American people that we make great decisions. The American people aren't dumb. You know, we had a caller that just called in before and talked about taking back the House and the Senate and the White House. And though I fully agree, in a perfect world, that's what I want. I want conservatives to control. Notice I didn't say Republicans. I want conservatives to control the House, the Senate, and the White House. But there's a part of me that says, okay, we had it before. They did nothing with it, which makes me very angry when we had the House, the Senate, and the White House. Then what do the voters do as a collective mind? They split Congress. They gave the Senate to Republicans. They gave the Congress to the Democrats. And nothing gets done. Do you think maybe in the collective brilliance of Americans, they didn't want anything getting done out of Washington? Fed up, sick and tired with laws coming out of this beast, behemoth of a government that we have. As a collective mind, the American people were so fed up, they sent a group of lawmakers to Washington that couldn't get anything done because they split us up. Republicans in the Senate, Democrats in the House. And of course, thank God we have President Trump in the White House. Now maybe they'll see where this country is headed under liberal leadership when you look at Chicago and Seattle and the rest of them. And they'll say, you know what, maybe now we've got to give conservatives back control. Because I don't want to live in fear anymore. 833-334-6752. 833-33-GORKA is the number to weigh in on all of this. Let's go out to San Antonio. Bob, you're on America First.
Hello, sir. Great show. Yeah, just a quick point. You know, if the police are defunded and they don't come when you call, then the private citizen is going to have to deal with this stuff on their own. And unfortunately, they don't have that continuum of force that the police do. So I think you're going to see a lot more homicides, you know, justifiable homicides. But I think you're going to see a lot more, you know, terminal violence if this happens. And it really, really concerns me.
Well, look, when you're in your home. And when you're inside your home is where it's pretty much universal. Deadly force can be used in just about every state. The Supreme Court has ruled on that. What the Supreme Court has not ruled on is outside your home, even on your doorstep. OK, and that's what needs to be ruled on for the use of deadly force. We have stand your ground laws in many, many states. But how are we going to get to that point when they take away all your firearms and then take away the police? How in the world do you think you're going to defend yourselves then? I appreciate the phone call, Bob, in San Antonio. But this is the plot and scheme of the left. Disarm you, take away the police, until ultimately you're at the point that you're so reliant on government that you're going to vote for more and more government. That's their plan. I don't think it's going to work. Stick with me. I'm Grant Stinchfield.
Constitution, America first.
Well, folks, I'm Grant Stinchfield sitting in for Sebastian Gorka, and I will tell you, Dr. G is doing some unbelievable work with food for the poor. This campaign is all about saving lives. And so I know you have been so generous and helping raise money for these kids in Guatemala. But look, already through Food for the Poor campaign, you've raised enough donations to feed over 970 starving kids over the next 6 months. It's unbelievable, this accomplishment, and really shows the generosity of Dr. Gorica's audience. So what I would like to do, humbly, is ask you to join again today, right now, to show the love of Christ to people like this grandmother in Guatemala whose grandson is sick and cannot stop coughing.
Right now, I can make him water with a little bit of maybe seeds or plants. And if it doesn't get any better, that will take him to the doctor. Because we are so poor, we don't have any money to go and spend just because he's coughing.
Unbelievable, right? I talk about the greatness of America. This is in Guatemala. That's what the liberals want to turn this country into, by the way. Now, imagine that was your youngster, your kid, your grandson or granddaughter suffering from malnutrition because of lack of food. It's why we need your help. Just go to Dr. Gorka's website, sebgorka.com, click on the emergency food relief banner. A one-time gift, that's all we're asking for. You can certainly offer up more. But a one-time gift of $37 will provide a starving child in Guatemala two meals a day for 6 months for $37. Come on. Just go to sebgorka.com, click on that banner I told you about, or just call in your donation. You can give them a credit card over the phone, 855-330-4673, 855-330-4673. That's 855-330-HOPE, and join Dr. Gorka's urgent campaign for food for the poor. All right, as I mentioned, I'm Grant Stinchfield, and as I mentioned, this is why we cannot afford liberal leadership. We'll end up like Guatemala. You talk about disarming the public. That's what they did in Venezuela, by the way. It's also what they happened to do in Nazi Germany. There's a reason the government does not want you armed. It's because of the power it gives you over them. The Second Amendment's not about hunting. It's not really even about self-defense. It's about standing up for tyranny and to tyranny. And that's what we've got to do. Especially when you look at what's going on in Chicago and the lawlessness there. As I mentioned, in August alone, 126 people shot and killed in that city. Shot and wounded in that city, 20 killed. Come on. All right, 833-334-6752, 833-33-GORKA. Let's go out to line one, Dennis in California.
Yeah, hi, Grant. Can you hear me all right?
I got you, Dennis.
Great. Say, in response to an earlier caller, he mentioned George Soros. And, you know, here and there we hear his name pop up. He's kind of like a snake in the grass, though. I would like to see somebody really investigate him and expose him. There are so many organizations that he's got his fingers in. And, you know, it seems like they're all connected. If you really connect the dots with Antifa and Black Lives Matter, and, I mean, it goes back to La Raza and probably even further, the ACLU. This guy is evil consummate. I mean, he really is trying to tear down this country. And I think, you know, all the minions, if it's the Democratic Party or if it's this group or that group, he's behind a lot of this unrest, this civil disobedience and the anti-Americanism leads to him.
Well, you can certainly trace his money, and I appreciate the phone call, Dennis. You can certainly trace his money back to super PACs that are funding many of these organizations that you're talking about. My buddy Chuck Holton, he's a veteran war correspondent, traced money back to George Soros funding the caravans that were coming up from Central America that was helping fund them to get here. We know that he's funded super PACs that are funding many of these liberal DAs that are weak on crime and fundamentally changing the justice system in these cities across America. So I agree that he needs to be investigated, but I also agree that the American public needs to wake up and stop electing liberals into positions of leadership. All right, let's go out to Florida. Juan, I couldn't resist. What do you got?
Hey, I just want to thank you and congratulate you because you're going to be a member of the New Max family and exposing everybody. And the truth will come out. And you know how you always say that, you know, you always got to, you know, the president really doesn't know who's working for him. But people like you, people like even your buddy Tucker, even though he's at just an elementary school, but he will help. He's exposing this senators, congressmen, everybody. We got to let them know because they're not working with our president. And we need you. We actually need you to expose them. Bring them to your program. Bring them to your show. And ask them questions. Why aren't you doing this? Why aren't you doing that? Let the people know. We want to know. I want to know. I need you to ask them questions.
Well,
do you agree?
Juan, I totally agree. And let me tell you something. I'm humbled by your call, and I appreciate it. And this is what – and I know Dr. Gorka feels the same way that I do. And I know Tucker feels the same way that I do. I'm going to be going up against Tucker, as Juan just said, 8 o'clock Eastern time, prime time now, on Newsmax TV. It's 75 million homes, cable, satellite providers, you name it. But I know Tucker feels this way, too. I'm humbled to be a voice. But we need as many voices as we can out there, and that includes yours, too. So when you're at the dinner table, I don't want you to not talk about politics. That's when I want you to talk about politics. When you are out with friends at a bar and you're watching a football game, I don't want you to not talk about politics. Guess what? Politics right now is more important than football. It's more important than baseball. I know sports serves as an escape. It's pretty hard to escape, though, when I got Black Lives Matter plastered all over the court of the NBA. You get me on another topic. But this is when we need all of these collective voices to come together and stand up and start informing people who are uninformed. We have so many people in America that do not pay attention to what is going on around them. And the next thing you know, they will wake up and this country's gone. And it is up to us to take it back. Because right now they are doing everything they can to ruin the America that I know and love. And I got an 11-year-old in the other room right now. And I'm fighting for him. And all of you ought to fight for him and your kids and everyone else. It is that important. And I'm glad we have another, what is it now, 10 minutes left of this show to make sure we keep fighting. I'm Grant Stinchfield. I'm in for Sebastian Gorka. 833-334-6752 is the number. Stick with me as America First continues here on Salem Radio.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Food for the Poor.
Hi there, folks. I'm Grant Stinchfield, sitting in for Sebastian Gorka, taking you through to the top of the hour now. And, you know, I had something happen to me yesterday, which really was eye-opening. And I knew this is a problem, but I got to experience it firsthand yesterday. So for the first time, I had to get a prescription medication. I haven't had a prescription medication in forever. And I'll tell you this. I'll just be honest with you. At 51 years old, I'm always honest with you, by the way, but at 51 years old, I'm all jacked up on testosterone. Like, it's cured all my energy problems that I had and all kinds of things. I'm in the best shape of my life. I feel good. I feel younger. And so I'm taking testosterone, whatever. Say what you may. Well, I've got to take another drug called anastrozole, all right, to combat some of the side effects of testosterone. So for the first time, I could not get this from a compound pharmacy. Why? Because compound pharmacies are being shut down because they're too much competition for the drug companies. So now I got to go to CVS to get my anastrozole. Well, I go to CVS, and they give me a price of $48. And I said, well, that seems high because I was paying like $12 for this anastrozole from a compound pharmacy. So I look on GoodRx. I think there's a whole bunch of different things out there. I just pull it out. And at CVS, $23. Well, why do I need a little thing on app on my phone to make the price of my prescription drug fall in half, 50%? And then I'm looking down the line. If I went to Walmart, it was $6. Well, you better believe I'm changing my prescription now to go to the pharmacy that has it for $6. Do you not see the problem with prescription medications? And so I applaud President Trump for calling out the problem with big pharma in America today. Now, much of it is free markets in the fact that free markets, the government controlled most of it. So the free markets couldn't take over. It costs so much money to get a drug approved that big pharma, it costs millions upon billions of dollars to get a drug through tests. That's a problem. But we have a system in place that clearly isn't working. And I'll ask you, what does work when it comes to government? Government is so far involved in the healthcare system between Medicare and Medicaid, and of course TRICARE as well, that the government coughs, the rest of the industry comes down with pneumonia. And so how does something like this happen that I have to go to the pharmacy and have to pull up an app on my phone to get half price off the prescription medication? So in our plan for President Trump as he goes forward, use this. Use this because everybody's experiencing it and it's costing money and it's backwards, folks. All right, I'm Grant Stinchfield. It has been a pleasure to be with you today. Don't forget, I got my Newsmax show tomorrow. Excuse me, not tomorrow. Saturday morning, 9 o'clock on Newsmax. But we kick off our primetime show Monday through Friday. Starts Tuesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern time. It has been an absolute pleasure sitting in for the great Dr. Sebastian Gorka. You guys are a great audience. God bless America. God bless all of you for listening. And I hope to see you at Newsmax. Thanks.